Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The US Coast Guard says a submersible that went missing in the North Atlantic appears to have suffered a catastrophic implosion, killing all five passengers. A robotic vehicle has found debris belonging to the vessel near the wreck of the Titanic. The Titan sub set out on Sunday to explore the site, thousands of metres below the surface, before disappearing. Here's our science correspondent, Pallab Ghosh.
Investigators will want to see if there are signs of a structural failure that led to a rupture in the hull. The depth of the submersible was such that it was subjected to incredibly high pressures from the water above it, equivalent to the weight of the Eiffel Tower. If there was a leak, the rapid change in pressure would have led to a sudden collapse of the vessel, an implosion. A critical question is, if this did happen, was it because of a lack of proper testing, as some have suggested?
The director of the film Titanic, James Cameron, has described the search for the missing submersible as a prolonged and nightmarish charade. The filmmaker, who has visited the wreck of the Titanic many times, told the BBC that he felt in his bones that the vessel had imploded as soon as he heard that communications had been lost.
Within about an hour, I had the following facts. They were on descent. They were at 3,500 meters, heading for the bottom at 3,800 meters. The comms were lost and navigation was lost. And I said instantly, you can't lose comms and navigation together without an extreme catastrophic event, a highly energetic catastrophic event. And the first thing that popped to mind was an implosion.
The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken warmly of closer relations with the United States during a speech to the joint houses of Congress. He said the scope of cooperation between the two countries was endless. Mr. Modi's hour-long address was punctuated by standing ovations. In an apparent reference to China, he said the dark clouds of coercion and confrontation were casting a shadow over the Indo-Pacific region. Election observers in Sierra Leone have voiced concern over incidents of violence and intimidation ahead of Saturday's presidential poll. Observers from the African Union and the West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, issued a joint statement, as Chrissy Walker reports.
The election observers urged all Sierra Leone's parties, candidates and their supporters to abide by the rule of law. They issued the appeal after violence erupted around the main opposition party headquarters on Wednesday, during which one person was killed. The two observer missions said that such incidents had the potential to mar the peaceful conduct of the elections. The vote on Saturday will be the fifth presidential poll since the end of the 12-year civil war, in which more than 50,000 people were killed.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Zambia has reached a deal to restructure billions of dollars of debt. President Hakainde Hichilema said the agreement marked a significant milestone in the journey towards economic recovery. But he said work was needed to continue on a separate deal with private creditors. A Honduran woman accused of running a highly profitable people smuggling business has been handed over to US officials for extradition. Maria Mendoza, who's known as La Patrona or the Boss, has been charged with human trafficking and money laundering by a court in the state of Arizona. She's been accused of taking thousands of dollars from migrants to smuggle them across the US-Mexico border. A county in the U.S. state of Oregon has become the latest to launch a multi-billion dollar lawsuit against major oil and coal companies over climate change. Multnomah County, which includes the city of Portland, is seeking over $50 billion in damages. It argues that energy companies such as Exxon and Chevron have deceived the public about the harmful impact of fossil fuel for decades. The president of European football's governing body, UEFA, has admitted there were problems for fans at this month's Champions League final in Istanbul. Alexander Seferin said everything wasn't perfect. It's the first time he's responded to criticism. Simon Stone has the details.
Fans attending the match between Manchester City and Inter Milan have described various problems. Some had to walk for miles to reach the stadium, others queued for hours waiting for shuttle buses, and many were left without water or toilet facilities. Speaking at a fans' congress in Manchester, Alexander Seferin addressed those specific issues and said that while he wasn't playing them down, fans had to work with European football's governing body to improve what we can improve.
And that's the latest from BBC News.